Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and I heard about something recently that I've never come across before in my life. I didn't even know this bullshit existed. It was called a surprise wedding. And even after I was told that one of my buddies went to a surprise wedding, I didn't even know what the fuck it was. Bee Machine went to a surprise wedding. He was invited to a party by his friends. And then when they got there, his friends were like, surprise, we're getting married. This is a fucking wedding that you're at. What the fuck kind of event is that? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Who's the fucking surprise for? You guys already know that you're being married. It's not like you just showed up at the party and all of a sudden you found out that you were getting fucking married. That would be a big fucking surprise. Like, holy shit, I just went to my buddy's party. All of a sudden I'm fucking wed. I read my fucking vows. I got a fucking ring on my finger. That's a fucking shock. That's a surprise. Like, when you show up to a party and two assholes that are engaged or two assholes that are together are getting married, that's not a fucking surprise. That's a fucking irritation. I just don't know who the fucking surprise is for. Like, if a surprise is supposed to be something fun or special, like a surprise birthday party, for example. Like, if somebody throws you a surprise birthday party, it's for you. It's an event. It's where a whole bunch of people will give a shit about you. They're like, dude, I want to do something really fucking special for this person. Let's have a surprise birthday. He's 40 years old. Let's everybody get together. You fucking work with his wife and his family. They're like, he's going out fucking fishing. He's going to be back at 6 o'clock. Get to the house at 5. We'll fucking decorate. He walks to the door. Surprise. Like, oh, holy fuck. All these people give a fuck about me? And it's a fucking birthday party and get presents and shit? This is fucking wild. Then you're pretty jacked up about it. The wedding surprise, that's like, if I go to a surprise wedding, the surprise is for me. I didn't fucking show up to be fucking surprised. I don't want a fucking surprise in that situation. And this surprise wedding was at like a ritzy place too. And I think Bee Machine just thought, all right, these are classy people. I'll get a suit. I'll fucking dress up every now and then. It's fun to kind of dress up, look good. I get it. So he just thought, you know, I'm going to go to this club. It's going to be fun. I'm going to hang out with my friends. A bunch of people are going to fucking be there. But if I fucking walked in, if I like fucking bought a suit and fucking walked in and they're like, hey, surprise, we're getting married. Like, what the fuck? I'm going to spit in your fucking face. I gotta prepare myself for a fucking wedding. And here's the deal too. The surprise, like if you two are getting married, the surprise that you're getting married is when you say, hey, we're engaged. Like, oh, holy shit, congratulations. When I get the fucking invitation in the mail, like, oh my God, those two are getting married? Wow. Sweet fucking Christ. That's a fucking big deal. What a surprise this is. The surprise happens when you open up the fucking envelope or somebody tells you that they're getting married. Not when you just walk into a place and they just decided like, hey, we got married. You know what a real fucking surprise wedding is? The way I got married, just going to a fucking courthouse, doing it, and then showing up to work the next day saying like, fellas, look, I got a fucking ring on my finger. Suck my balls. And they're like, well, you got a wedding? That's a surprise wedding. That's a surprise wedding. You're right. That's a surprise wedding. Nobody fucking knew about it. You went to a fucking courthouse. Bee Machine said too, he's like, you know, I should have known because they were like really weird about, you got to get here at 6. Got to make sure you wear this. You know the fuck, like, I'm going to sniff that out right away because like when I go to a fucking party, like I'm told 4 o'clock, I know, depending on who's throwing the party, what time the fucking food's getting out there. You know what I'm saying? Like 4 o'clock for some families mean like we're eating at 5. I will probably be there at 5. Some families don't dick around though. Like if they say you're eating at 4 o'clock, you got to get there fucking 4 o'clock if they're going to be fucking eating. But everybody's a little different. I know that. I mean, I factor that shit in. Isn't like a surprise wedding too a little ostentatious, a little pretentious? Like, man, they're gonna fucking love it. I can't wait to see the looks on their faces when I surprise them by saying that, hey, we're getting married today. I didn't get into too much detail about it either. Like, I don't know if it was, like, religious. I don't know if they had, like, a fucking priest or a fucking, you know, rabbi or whatever the fuck. I mean, who else marries people, priests or rabbis? Is that it? I'm sure there's more. I just don't give a fuck. I'm not a religious person. A judge? I got married in the fucking judge's chambers when I was married back in the day. You can get married in a judge's chambers. Divorce, though? That's just gonna happen in court. But it's, like, a different kind of court. It's, like, downtown court. They don't do anything. You don't really go before a judge. Fucking lawyers go in there like, okay, we signed the deal, sign this deal. What? Okay, all right, buddy. It's kind of weird. It's not like any court that you see on TV. And some people are saying, they're like, well, you know, you do the surprise wedding, so you don't have to plan the wedding. But you still planned the wedding. You still planned the surprise wedding. And if you're fucking planning like a crazy wedding, I mean, that's kind of what you want, right? Like, if some people fucking plan these big elaborate weddings. I don't really understand why you're doing that. I don't believe in like big elaborate weddings because some people are like, they plan all this crazy shit for the fucking wedding day. It's just one fucking day, man. That day's going to be over before you fucking know it. I don't really know if it's worth all that fucking planning. Like at my sister's wedding, there was like a chocolate fountain. Now granted, I fucking took the fucking treats and dipped them into the chocolate fountain. And it's pretty fucking cool. But I'm not dropping a couple grand to have a fucking chocolate fountain there for a few hours. You know what I mean? It's weird like how you think about that. Like how you envision it. Like one day I'm going to get married and we're going to have a chocolate fountain. And it's going to be at this big ritzy place. And everybody's going to dress up. And then in 2 years, we're going to get divorced. Actually, my sisters are not divorced. That's not a reference in my family. I'm the only one of my siblings who's been divorced. My mom's divorced, so I'm keeping that tradition alive, the Johnson tradition. If I do ever get married again, and I think I've been on like official dates with like one person since the divorce. And I was stupid then. I was fucked up. That was like a fucking year after the divorce. I've been rolling strong like single for like 3 years now. So we're probably, you know, light years away from like any potential marriage. But if I do ever get married again, I promise you, no surprise weddings. It'll be a fucking surprise to you if anybody even wants to spend time with my fucking ass. That's the Chris Johnson surprise. Like, hey, listen, Chris Johnson's coming over and he's with somebody. And that's the surprise. Like, everybody's like, what? Somebody wants to spend time with that piece of shit? There's the fucking surprise. I'll get my surprises over when people realize that, like, I'm, like, together with somebody. Like, he's got a girlfriend? What the fuck is happening here? But anyway, no surprise weddings. I'll be back, too, Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. Every episode's on Podbean, the website, or the app. You can also follow on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, other places, too. You can keep track of the podcast on Twitter if you want. It's also going to be in my Facebook timeline. I'm going to keep putting the podcast videos out there. If you want to see my face and my cat's faces, you can follow me on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.